Like I say, we appreciate that in the song service this morning. Appreciate what our heart's been made to feel. Just trust and pray that you'd pray for us just a few minutes. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Do that, Lord. Bid us to do in the service today. Read some scripture, I believe this morning, out of the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis. I'm going to read some out of the 39th chapter, and then we're also going to read some out of I believe it's the 41st chapter. 39th chapter, book of Genesis, and the 41st chapter. Good to be here. Glad you're here. I'm thankful that the Lord is good. If you ain't realized that, I hope and pray that you do. For He is good. He's very good. Got a thought this morning. Might be a little strange thought in one sense of the way. But it's the only thing we got, so you just remember us. Very familiar scripture that I'm going to read. Not going to read, don't feel like a whole lot, but we'll read that we feel like we need to today. 39th chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. It says, "And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a godly person and well favored." 41st chapter, going to start with the 25th verse. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath shewed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there cometh 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath shewed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave to him wife Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout the land of Egypt. And in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities, the food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of his firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth began to come, according as Joseph had said. And the dearth was in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph. What he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians the famine, and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. Now, maybe correct the reading. That's reading a good bit of scripture this morning. And that, as we've already said, is a very familiar scripture. Most all you Bible readers know the story about Joseph and that of Pharaoh. And I know that it started here, and it started way before this, that they had sold, his brothers had sold him to the Ishmaelites, and the Ishmaelites went down to Egypt. Now, you go back, and I'll lay just a little bit of a foundation. I've got a little bit of a strange thought this morning in one sense of the way, but it's not in another. But I'll try my best to stay around what we've read to you this morning. God help us. But you'll find out that in Abraham's day, that Abraham had fell into a trance, and God showed him something, and he showed him a great land, but he also showed him and told him that they is going to be in the captivity for 400 years. And brethren, and that unto the 4th generation. And you'll find out, go read and see, brethren, if Joseph didn't fall into that 4th generation. And brethren, and Joseph being the very first soul that went down into Egypt. And then I believe his father's household came down, the Bible said, and they were 70 souls. My friend, there are 70 of them. Now, you keep that in mind. But I've got just a thought this morning, and I think a lot of times that we talk about that of trusting God and trust. And, brethren, our trust is in the Lord. And, brethren, all things like that. And I believe Joseph's trust, brethren, was in the Lord. I most certainly do. And the Bible said here that Joseph was a godly man. My friend, he most certainly was. And not was he just a godly man. My friend, all them that come in contact with him, brethren, notice that God was with him. My friend, they most certainly did. I'm going to ask you a question. My friend, trust in God. My friend, can God trust you? Can God, my friend, trust you? There's a lot of things, brethren, that we'll get real happy about when it comes to God working in our lives. And we most certainly do. We give God the glory. My friend, but can God trust you? My friend, you say, preacher, you're not going to preach that message. My friend, well, if I had another, I'd preach it. My friend, so I'm going to give my best. My friend, I don't know altogether where we're headed. My friend, if we're headed anywhere, but I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, there ought to be some times that God trusts you. My friend, that God could trust you. My friend, not that you trust God, but that God trusts you. My friend, you think about that. My friend, brother, it takes something to put trust in people. Do you know that? My friend, I've had people a lot of times, they say, well, don't put your trust in people and put your, you can put your confidence in them. My friend, do you know what trust is? My friend, it is confidence. My friend, it most certainly is. My friend, and I'll say this, and you might think I'm wrong, but I'll be quite frank with you. My friend, brethren, it wouldn't that God just trusted Joseph. Brethren, men trusted Joseph. They most certainly did. My friend, they trusted him with everything they had. My friend, did they not? My friend, laid everything they had in the hands of Joseph. My friend, Potiphar was the first one. My friend, he said he didn't even know what he had. My friend, except the bread that was put before him. My friend, that's trust. My friend, that's trust. Oh, yes, it is. That kind of trust comes from God. My friend, know it. My friend, it don't just come from God. My friend, it comes from people purposing. My friend, in their heart to follow God. Yes, sir. Brethren, without a purpose, my friend, you ain't going to follow him much. How did you know that? Somebody said the other day, my friend, without a vision, the people perish. My friend, that works as an individual. My friend, but it works as a group also. Yes, it does. A nation. My friend, yes, sir. The writer said over in one place, he said, and the nations. He said, all wicked men and the nation that forgets God. My friend, shall be turned into hell. My friend, I didn't write that. No, I didn't. Can God trust you? My friend, brother, and when I talk about you, I talk about you.
now, friend, I talk about me when I talk about you. Help my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Help my friend, brethren, can anybody trust you? How can I say this? You know what's wrong. Help my friend, with most of the people in this land. Help my friend, number one thing. Help my friend, we don't trust nobody. Help my friend, hell. Help my friend, I ain't off my rocker either. Help my friend, brother, I think I'm dead on this morning. Help my friend, brother, we don't trust nobody. Help my friend, there's so many people. Help my friend, that's proved themselves wrong. Help my friend, brother, it's hard to trust people. Did you know that? Help my friend, years ago, brethren, a man's word was good enough. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, you'll find a few people that it still works that way. My friend, but brethren, it's very few. It most certainly is. It's very few. My friend, I don't mind telling you. My friend, brethren, there's very, very few people, my friend, in this world. My friend, brethren, that we can trust. My friend, that's really earned a trust. My friend, of our confidence. My friend, brethren, can God trust you? My friend, that ain't a trick question. My friend, I'll tell you something. You ought to be trusted by God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. God trusted Joseph. My friend, yes, he did. You know why he trusted Joseph? My friend, because Joseph followed God. My friend, he followed him when he was back home. Yes, sir. God gave him some dreams, didn't he? Yes, sir. Thank God. My friend, brethren, Potiphar got a hold of him. He didn't know what he had. My friend, until he started watching him. My friend, somebody watch you. My friend, can somebody watch you enough that they put their trust in you? My friend, their confidence. My friend, I know we ought to trust in God. You do too. My friend, you don't trust in the Lord, my friend. You're headed for trouble. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm going to take my time. My friend, but brethren, I'm going to try to preach. My friend, let you know, brethren, God wants to trust you. He most certainly does. My friend, the Bible teaches us about a man by the name of Moses. My friend, I'm going to come back to Joseph. I don't think I'm done with him. My friend, brethren, you won't find many folks in the Bible that acted like Joseph did. My friend, nor that earned the trust of them that he come in contact with. My friend, they put him in the dungeon, in prison. He became over the prisoners. My friend, did he not? Somebody trusted him. Thank God. Thank God. My friend, if I was going to be in prison, I'd like to be over him, wouldn't you? Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory. My friend, brethren, there's nothing like the trust. My friend, do you know why so many marriages fail? My friend, trust. My friend, trust. My friend, I know what I'm talking about. My friend, brethren, I ain't off the wall on this. My friend, brethren, it's a number one problem. My friend, between a man and his wife. My friend, is trust. My friend, yes, sir, it's the reason so many of them don't make it. My friend, is because they can't trust them. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I had a man that talked to me the other day. My friend, brother, he said, I heard you as a preacher. my friend. I looked at him. I sort of put on my friend a little bit sometimes when somebody asks me something like that. Now they don't know how to take me. My friend, I said, where'd you hear that? Yes, sir. My friend, he said, well, I heard you're the preacher. My friend, I said, I guess that's what you can call me. My friend, he didn't know me very much. My friend, he said, his next thing come out of his mouth. My friend, he said, well, I'll go over here. My friend, I'll tell you something, folks. My friend, I don't care. My friend, he said, me and my girlfriend goes over here. My friend, brother, and I found out the definition of girlfriend changed somewhere down the line. My friend, it ain't like it used to be. My friend, no, sir, girlfriends today means they'll live in. My friend, yeah, or fiance. My friend, they'll put the fiance out there. My friend, yes, sir. And I'll just leave that like it is. My friend, he told me where he went. My friend, he said, boy, we got a good preacher. My friend, he said, yeah, and I said, sure enough. He said, yeah, but he said he done something the other day. My friend, he said, I didn't quite understand. My friend, he's a young man. My friend, I said, well. My friend, he said, well. I said, he run off with another man's wife. My friend, that's all he said. My friend, he looked at me and he said, is that right? My friend, my friend, he is young. He is young. I said, son. My friend, I said, I'm going to ask you a question. My friend, does it seem right to you? He said, no. My friend, I said, well, why are you asking such a question? He said, there's a lot of them around church. I didn't think nothing about it. My friend, I said, well, let me tell you, I said, the book won't back it up. My friend, I said, it's sin, that's what it is. Come to find out, he run off with a woman preacher. Glory, you say, preacher, you're really going to get in trouble. My friend, I'm talking about, can God trust you? My friend, brethren, can God trust you? My friend, brethren, I can't help what this world accepts. My friend, brethren, God's word don't accept certain things. My friend, brethren, it never has. My friend, and it ain't going to start in 2021. My friend, no, sir. It's still sin. My friend, yes, sir, somebody needs to get their heart right. My friend, I'll say this, whoever them are. My friend, and I'll just say it. My friend, God can't trust them. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, that's about like the blind leading the blind. My friend, yes, sir, and they both gonna wind up in a ditch. My friend, they most certainly are. Well, preacher, it's acceptable this day. My friend, brother, you can associate that word with a lot of things. My friend, I'll tell you something about the scripture. And it started out real early. My friend, he told Cain, he said, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, he said, but if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. My friend, brother, that's early. That's early scripture. My friend, brother, he ain't changed. My friend, God has not changed. My friend, brother, I can't help what people tell you today. my friend, rather than sin, is still sin. My friend, and God frowns on it. My friend, yes, sir, he frowns upon it. It's the number one thing that will separate between you and your God. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Can God trust you? My friend, I don't know. My friend, you would think. My friend, you would think, my friend, that there had been a lot of men. My friend, in Moses' day. My friend, that God could trust. But brethren, they evidently wouldn't. My friend, no, sir. They probably, brethren, I'm persuaded to believe people if there's a lot of men. My friend, in Moses' day, he wouldn't have picked Moses. My friend, but brethren, he picked Moses. My friend, in Moses' days, he was 120 years old. My friend, and his life, my friend, was separated in 40-year terms. My friend, yes, sir, 40-year spaces of time. My friend, brethren, was Moses' life determined. My friend, and the Bible said he was on the backside of the mountain of God. Not keeping his father-in-law's sheep. My friend, I think a lot of times he is in training. My friend, he is in training. Yes, sir. My friend, God had a bigger plan for him. You know that. My friend, it took some sheep, my friend, to get Moses in shape. My friend, to where God could use him. My friend, you say, preacher, you don't believe it. I sure do. My friend, he wasn't back out there. My friend, doing that for nothing. My friend, God had him out there. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, he could have been next in line behind Pharaoh. My friend, down in Egypt, yes, he could have. My friend, but brethren, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it said that Moses chose rather. My friend, Moses chose rather. My friend, to suffer the afflictions of the children of Israel. My friend, than to have the pleasures of sin. My friend, for a season. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can God trust you? My friend, what's your name? My friend, what's your name? My friend, can God trust you? My friend, I believe there's people in this world today. My friend, that God can trust. Yes, I do. My friend, brethren, they might not be thousands and millions of them. My friend, but thank God I believe there's a few. Don't you? My friend, I really do. My friend, I believe these people today God can trust. My friend, can God trust you? My friend, if God trusts you, you know what's going to happen. My friend, they going to be men that trust you. My friend, they going to be men that has their confidence in you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I've seen preachers, my friend, so-called. My friend, they said they're called preachers. My friend, I've seen them throw everything they had away. My friend, yes, sir, just throw it. My friend, out the door. My friend, there's nothing. There's nothing no more damaging. My friend, than men of God, my friend, to stumble in front of the world. My friend, not just the world, in front of the church. My friend, there's nothing no more damaging. My friend, you say, preacher, they're just a man. You can call it whatever. You can give it any excuse you want to. My friend, brethren, I'm just a man. My friend, that's all I am. I'm honest about it. My friend, but I'll tell you something. now, friend, brethren, I can't stand on my own. Brethren, my Lord has taught me a few things. Now, friend, and I've read in the scripture where I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. Now, friend, thank God. Now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, it might not be the most joyous trail to ride, my friend, throughout this world. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. There's joy on the journey. Yes, they are. You can't tell me that Joseph nor Moses, my friend, brethren, had a life of Raleigh. My friend, they didn't do it. Brethren, they went through sufferings. My friend, yes, sir, even after, my friend, brethren, God started using them. My friend, how would you like to wander 40 years? My friend, in a waste howling wilderness. My friend, with about 600,000 footmen, not counting women and children. My friend, hear me. My friend, and God saying, carry on. Thank God, carry on. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Do you know where they got the Ten Commandments? My friend, brethren, they got them while they was in the wilderness. Yes, sir. Yes, they did. My friend, can God trust you? My friend, can man trust you? My friend, can they? My friend, can they? It's not. It ought to be a good, easy question. My friend, you know it's hard for retailers, my friend, to trust people with money. My friend, did you know that? You say, preacher, not so. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, and don't be surprised if it ain't some of your closest friends. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm honest. Just as honest as I could be. My friend, brethren, there's a lot of folks that's trustworthy. My friend, but brethren, you put dollar bills in their hands. My friend, they become untrustful. Yes, they do. They come be untrustworthy. My friend, I'll go on. My friend, you say, preacher. My friend, they can't get away with it. My friend, none of them ever do. My friend, they just get away with it for a while. My friend, for a little while. My friend, yes, sir, it's beyond me. My friend, it is. It's beyond me how people do sometimes. My friend, can God trust you? My friend, can God trust you? I'm not putting you on the block this morning. My friend, brethren, he asked me that question, and I began to think, what? My friend, what? My friend, what? What do you mean? My friend, brethren, can God trust you? My friend, what can God trust you with? My friend, did you know there's a time in David's life? My friend, that Uriah was a better man than David. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. David, my friend, was trying to cover his sin. My friend, yes, sir. You know what he done? He wrote a death sentence. My friend, yes, sir. And he put it in the hand of the man that is going to have done away with. Yes, sir. My friend, and Uriah delivered that letter to Joab. Yes, sir. Thank God. I don't believe he knowed what was in there. My friend, no, sir. I don't believe he ever opened the letter. Do you? My friend, brother, and delivered it to Joab, and it said, just put Uriah, the Hittite, said, put him on the forefront. My friend, hard press against the wall. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, David didn't kill him. He most certainly did. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, let me run on. Let me run on. You say, preacher, David, you talking about the same David, my friend, that Bruce talked about this morning? Yes, the very same one. My friend, don't you get so tied up in man, my friend, that when he falls, my friend, you fall with him. My friend, you can put your confidence in people. I've had my confidence shook. My friend, hadn't you? My friend, I have. I've had people that I had, my friend, great respect for. My friend, and brethren, I'll just be honest with you today. I don't have that respect. My friend, no, sir, and not anything I've done. My friend, brethren, and they'll give you every excuse in the world why it's right. My friend, this wrong all day long. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Sapphire and Ananias. My friend, brethren, they failed in their heart. They was doing the right thing. My friend, preacher, you can't believe that. Well, they believed it. My friend, though, did they not? Ananias told Sapphire, said, now if the men call you, you tell them we done such and such with the money. My friend, little did she know Ananias done gone. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and they said, you ain't lied to me. That's what Peter said. He said, you've lied to the Holy Ghost. My friend, can God trust you? My friend, if he can, what does he trust you with? My friend, you think about it. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. My friend, some of these messages, my friend, I don't know how to preach in part. My friend, part 1 and 2 and 5 and all that. My friend, I can't keep it all together. My friend, but they, some of these messages, my friend, that they'll a category will just jump out. My friend, then you could put 5 or 6 things. They call them outlines. My friend, you want me to write you one? My friend, I can write you one, but it wouldn't do me no good. My friend, absolutely. My friend, there ain't nothing wrong with them. I don't guess, but I just can't stick with what the Lord showed me 2 weeks ago. My friend, or even 2 days ago. My friend, he normally changes it when I get started. Yes, sir. My friend, so I ain't never tried to do no outline. My friend, no, sir, and put it all and group it together. My friend, but brethren, they several things. Several things, my friend. What has God trusted you with? My friend, what did he trust Moses with? My friend, Moses turned aside, didn't he? My friend, he said, I'm going to see what's going on. My friend, I don't believe that bush burned about 5 minutes. My friend, and him just ride over or walk over. My friend, I believe it burned a while. My friend, I believe he could see it a long way off. My friend, and I just think he got to noticing, well, that thing's not burning up. That tree's still over. My friend, something going on. He turned aside. My friend, he got over close enough. You know what the Lord told him, don't you? My friend said, pull your shoes off. Glory to God. My friend said, the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, he didn't want nothing between them. Did you know that? Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I would to God people get their shoes off. My friend, yes, glory, hallelujah. My friend, what has God trusted you with? my friend, if you get to thinking about it, my friend, you'll find out you got more than you think you got. My friend, God's trusted you with it. Yes, he has. Yes, sir. My friend, buddy, he entrusted Moses, my friend, brethren, to lead the children of Israel. Yes, he did. He entrusted Moses because he knowed that at the end of the day that Moses would do what he asked him to do. My friend, yes, sir, and Moses was a man also. My friend, was he not? Was he not? My friend, brethren, I wonder this morning, my friend, what can God trust you with? My friend, I ain't talking about your past life. My friend, you know why some people can't go forward? My friend, they're stuck in reverse. My friend, have you ever had no transmission got hung up in gear? My friend, it just wouldn't come out. My friend, when normally you have to tear them things apart. My friend, yes, sir. I have to tear them apart. My friend, then you have to go in there and see what the problem is. My friend, you don't think, my friend, that God can fix your gears? My friend, he can get you out of reverse. My friend, and put you in drive. Glory. My friend, and brethren, after a while, he might entrust you. My friend, with overdrive. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, there ain't nothing wrong. My friend, preacher, ain't nothing wrong in my life. My friend, why can't you just stay steady? My friend, why can't you just stay regular? My friend, you know what? In the work field. My friend, brethren, I've been questioned a good bit sometimes. My friend, about why I do this and why I do that. My friend, I said, yeah, he ain't the fastest. My friend, man on the corner. My friend, I said, I can tell you one thing, he's here every day. My friend, he'll get just as much done, my friend, cause that other that's so fast, I won't be here a day or two a week. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. Yes. Yes. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, you don't think God uses us regular? Us that just keep showing up. Yes, sir. My friend, them that'll just keep coming back no matter what you say or preach to them. My friend, no matter if they don't get to sing a song. My friend, my friend, after a while you'll find out. My friend, what God trusts you with. My friend, I appreciate the service this morning. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, Donnie, my friend, keep praying. My friend, the only hope him nephews is God. My friend, is the church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, it is. My friend, you know that the church has been entrusted. My friend, with some things. Yes, sir, the church. My friend, you know, you go and read the book. My friend, and see what the Lord's left with the church. My friend, yes, sir, it's the keys of heaven. You say, preacher, I won't have that. My friend, well, you can just go home not have it. My friend, I'm still going to believe it. Yes, sir. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, God loves his people. Do you know that? It's God's good pleasure, my friend, to give you the keys of the kingdom. My friend, is that not what he said? my friend, who in the world did he give the keys to? The church. Yes, glory. My friend, you say, preacher, Mountain View got it. If you're part of the church, you got it. My friend, yes, sir, and the church is the body of Christ. My friend, of which he's the head. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brother, you got more than you know what to do with. Did you know that? My friend, brethren, we might be in a famine sort of spiritually talking, my friend, this day and time. But I'm going to tell you something, my friend. The church still got water in it. Thank God, and they still corn at home. Glory to God. My friend, did you not know the river of life flowed through the church? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My, there ain't no reason for you starving to death. Glory to these folks that ain't eaten years. My friend, it ain't God's fault. No, sir. No, sir. You say, preacher, I can't get away from this little saying sometimes. My friend, brother, and people this day and hour, they get to looking for a church. My friend, they said, have you got anything for the young people? Yes, sir. My friend, there's a man asked me that about 7-8 months ago. My friend, I was pastoring down at Plainview. My friend, he said, have you got anything for the young people? My friend, I just told him, I said, yes, we do. My friend, he said, well, what kind of program is it? I said, the same program we got for the adults. My friend, I said, we all sit in the same congregation. Glory, hallelujah! I'm not ashamed of it. No, no, no. My friend, hear me. Hear me. My friend, I tell you, mine went with us. Thank God they fell off sleep. My friend, under the bench, on the bench, in Kathy's lap, slept all the way home most of the time. My friend, I got one of them just... didn't miss but 2 days of school in 12 years. My friend, don't tell me God can't make a way. My brethren, he'll make a way when there ain't no way. Yes, he will. Yes, sir. My friend, can God trust you? My friend, can God trust you? Brethren, I ain't asking about your brother. My friend, I ain't asking about your sister. My friend, I'm asking about you. My friend, brother, that's just how serious it is. My friend, brother, and I'll tell you something else. My friend, you young folks. My friend, I might have said it last week, and I might say it next week. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something. You need to get a hold of the altar. My friend, thank God, and stay there. Thank God until God delivers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you won't know how it's worked for your pop. My friend, for your dad and your papa and your grandpa and your great-grandpa and their grandpas before them. My friend, you know how it works. My friend, brother, you stay with the church. My friend, you just stay with her. My friend, brother, she'll go through some dry valleys. My friend, she'll go through some dry times. My friend, but thank God, there'll be some days that it won't do nothing but just mist all over you. My friend, yes, sir, just mist all over you. My friend, yeah. Glory! My friend, can't you know this morning, my friend, that God wants to trust you? My friend, yes, He does. He wants to trust you. My friend, I had a young preacher to ask me one day. My friend, he said, he was young. My friend, he was very young. My friend, brother, and he said, preacher, he said, I think I need to be licensed. My friend, I'm told I need to be licensed. My friend, he said, what do you think? My friend, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I know this young man looked to me, my friend. I know he did. My friend, and I told him, I said, son, I'm going to tell you how it works. My friend, I said, when the church gets ready to license you, my friend, they'll let you know. Glory, hallelujah. He said, you mean I don't have to be licensed? I said, what you going to be doing? He said, I'm told if I'm licensed, they'll listen to me more. I told him I did. I can't help it. Sometimes. I said, son, I said, just keep the spirit. My friend, I said, them that's going to hear is going to hear. My friend, them that don't want it, thank God they just ain't going to get it. Yes, sir. My friend, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. My friend, the Spirit of God runs a lot of people off. Do you know that? Yes, it does. They don't feel comfortable. My friend, yeah. Don't feel comfortable. My friend, brother, and I tell you, when you're out of God's will, you can't feel comfortable. No, you can't. I don't care where you go. My friend, no, sir. My friend, these folks, can God trust you? My friend, can the Lord trust you this morning? My friend, can your wife trust you today? My friend, can your husband trust you today? My friend, listen to me. My friend, can your parents, can they trust you? My friend, hear me. Hear me. I got news for you. My friend, they didn't have such things as cell phones. My friend, brethren, in my day. No, sir. My friend, we thought our teacher, my friend, done lost her mind. My friend, we was in typing class, and I'll tell you, if you was real fortunate, you got an electric one. They didn't have too many plug-ins, far as that goes. My friend, but brethren, there was a few electric. My friend, everybody else had manual. My friend, and she got up in front of our class, and she said, y'all gonna be surprised. My friend said, one day, said, you're gonna be able to sit there and type and look at who you typing to. My friend, we thought she had lost her mind. My friend, that's the craziest thing we ever heard in our life. My friend, well, my grandchildren, my friend, they got in school, my friend, they know more about these phones than I do. My friend, yes, sir, and they take that little phone, ain't nothing but a computer, no way. My friend, brother, and they do anything they want to do right there. My friend, I tell you, and I got one in the house. My friend, he can't eat without one. I hate to say it. My friend, but he can't do it. My friend, no, sir. It takes him an hour and a half to eat. I ain't exaggerating. My friend, brother, is on that phone. My friend, he'll eat a bite and he's on that phone. I don't know what he's looking at, but something interests him. Yes, sir. Something's got his interest. My friend, go open the refrigerator door one hand, but one hand gonna be got a phone in it. my friend. Yes, sir. And he finally manages to pour a glass of milk. Yes, sir. I can talk about my own family, can't I? Help my friend, yeah. Help my friend, brother. I think the Lord has people like that, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. Help my friend. Things interest them so much. Help my friend. He can't get their attention over here. Help my friend. That wasn't the way it was with Moses. Help my friend. I do believe he looked at that tree a while. My friend, the scripture don't really say. I don't know how long a while was. My friend, but I know one thing. I've saw trees burn before. My friend, yeah. My friend, I saw more than trees burn. And you have too, my friend. It don't take long for a fire to do away with a structure. My friend, or even a tree. My friend, brother, and you see it going down. My friend, yes you do. Yes you do. My friend, brethren, can God trust you? My friend, he trusted Moses. My friend, he trusted Joseph. Listen to me. And I'll say it again. And I'll bring my remarks to a close. I could get over into the New Testament. My friend, and I could talk to you a while this morning, folks, about what God has trusted or entrusted you with. My friend, brother, he's give you something. My friend, yes, he has. He's give you something that's yours. My friend, yes, sir, your neighbor can't get it. My friend, your best friend can't get it. And the truth of it is, you can't give it away. My friend, it's yours. My friend, it's yours. Oh, yes, sir, it's yours. I announced my calling to preach. My friend, one Wednesday night, 1976. My friend, yes, sir, it's the Wednesday night before the fourth Sunday in May. My friend, it was communion foot washing night. My friend, and I got in the altar that night. My friend, and I went down there. My friend, not wanting to get up until I was satisfied. My friend, I done went several times. My friend, and I didn't know this, but a good preacher friend of mine, we was members of the same church. My friend, brethren, he told me after he announced his calling. My friend, about a year later, he announced his calling. My friend, he said, you know, he said, the night you went down there, he said, I was just about to go. My friend, he said, I got to thinking, well, we're so close that what I felt was just for you. He come and find out it wasn't just for me. Thank God, it's for him also. Yes, sir. My friend, I said that to say this, my friend, you might have the same thing. My friend, that's the one sitting next to you, but you don't have theirs. My friend, and they don't have yours. My friend, brethren, if God's dealing with you, my friend, it's you. My friend, yes, sir, it doesn't matter what you think about them, and it doesn't matter what you think they ought to do. My friend, brethren, if God's dealing with you, it's you. My friend, and if God's dealing with you, he must trust you about something. Come get a verse of a song. I'm not finished by no means. I'd like to get over into the New Testament, but there's so much in the Old Testament, it'd probably take me a while to get there. But how would you like to have such a trust in somebody or someone or God himself, in so much that you didn't even know what you had, but he did? What Potiphar said, I quoted it to you, I read it to you.
Didn't even know what he owned. Didn't know how much he owned. And did you know that Joseph was tempted? Tempted, my friend. Had he a yield to the temptation, would have tore down everything that had been built up. I personally believe, I just can't help it. I can't help it. But I just personally believe that Potiphar wanted to believe Joseph, but she had the goods. Did she not? Physically, she had his coat. Is she not? The only way she got that coat, my friend, was Joseph was fleeing. Preacher, man won't do that. Joseph did. Did he not? Joseph did. Something to the man. Put him in the dungeon. Wasn't long. I don't know how long, but it wasn't long. He was in charge of them. Huh? You don't put people in charge you can't trust. You don't do it. You don't do it, folks. It don't work that way. But man put their trust in Joseph. And Joseph was a godly man. He proved it. From beginning to end. You know what they had to do? You know what they had to do for Joseph? It's down in Egypt, and come time for him to die. He told them, he charged Moses and them. He said, the Lord's going to deliver you out of this place. He said, when you leave here, you take my bones with you. Yes, sir. Take my bones with you. Now, I don't know who kept up with his bones, but I'll tell you, when they left there, they took his bones with them. Yes, sir. He trusted somebody. Yes, sir. Can't even hardly do that this day and time. You know that? I'm just going to be plain with you. If you're a elder person and living and got a request at your funeral, don't be surprised if they don't honor your request. Preacher, where'd that come from? I'm just going to be honest with you. These folks, my friend, it means something to them. It meant something to Joseph that his bones, brethren, lay not in Egypt, but back at his father's land. He wanted to be buried with the rest of his people. Thank God. Can God trust you? Can the Lord trust you?